We come to our last batch of news items, and they are a mixed bag as always. Norwich outlets do well in the Good Food Awards, and there's an interesting photo exhibition at the Norwich Cathedral Hostry, and a new police station at Postwick. A pond at Mousehold Heath is revitalised, and there's even a story about a cake-inspired shoes. Well, we said it would be a mixed bag, so stay listening to find out what that is all about. From popular fish and chip shops to a pizza takeaway offering a slice of Italy, these are Norwich winners in the Good Food Awards 2023. There are five categories, recognising culinary excellence, with restaurants, cafes, gastropubs, fish and chip shops, and takeaways. Those given the blue ribbon accolade are places that have received high customer ratings and votes, and the gold seal is for businesses that have maintained this for 3 years. The awards are free to enter, and the winners are chosen by the public. These are the winners in Norwich and the surrounding area in the Good Food Awards 2023. Cafes: Cafe 33, Norwich, blue ribbon. Prima Rosa, Sahl House, gold seal. Restaurants: Haggle, Norwich, blue ribbon. Takeaway: Brick Pizza, Norwich, blue ribbon. Gastro Pub, The King's Head, Barbara, blue ribbon. Fish and Chip Shop, Grosvenor Fish Bar, Norwich, blue ribbon. And Chish and Phipps, Norwich, gold seal.
A new exhibition at Norwich Cathedral Hostry celebrates the rediscovery of an extensive early 1900s photographic family archive. An impulsive online purchase of 230 anonymous glass negatives was the starting point of a four-year project for artist and book designer Alan Ward. After discovering the photographer's name was Sidney Gearing, Mr. Ward soon found many connections to his own family history within the archive, and the project became a personal pilgrimage, a very intimate personal reflection on a collection. He retraced the steps of Mr. Gearing, shooting his own reflective photographic series where the photographer and Masonic's life had taken him. The photographic archive is estimated to span from pre-First World War through the 1950s, during which Mr. Gearing was a prolific engineer for the Mersey Docks and Harbour Board, taking photographs as a hobby. The result is a beautifully designed photo book and exhibition.
Officers and staff have moved into a brand new police station on the outskirts of Norwich. Broadland Police Station, which opened on Monday, October the 24th, in Maple Way in Postwick, has been built as a final project of a five-year programme to help the police become fit for the future. Alongside its sister station in Swaffham, the new building will see improved facilities for frontline and neighbourhood policing, with teams relocating from Acle and Sprowston. Chief Constable Paul Sanford said that the new police station is part of the strategy which will reduce our total estate's costs by allowing us to move out of expensive rented buildings and share facilities with partners such as Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service. These savings will help to combat the significant inflationary cost pressures the police are facing. To mark the move to the new station, children were invited to visit and plant a time capsule, which will be opened in 50 years' time.
A city pond that was found to be full of dumped fish during the summer drought has refilled with water. The vinegar pond in Mousehold Heath dried out in the summer, and in the puddle that was left behind, thousands of non-native fish were found and subsequently rescued. After some very hard months, the pond is now back to its former glory. Green Party councillor Gary Champion said, "The vinegar pond is some of the only standing water on the heath and as such is of importance to wildlife like frogs and dragonflies. Now the pond is filling up after the long summer drought, I hope we'll see the return of spawning frogs in the spring." The Mousehold Heath wardens, who work hard looking after our city's nature reserve, will be monitoring the pond in case any invasive fish slip the net. Releasing non-native species into the wild will cause problems with ecosystem balance, and it's strongly discouraged.
a Norwich woman is making bake-off-inspired shoes, so you can have your cake and wear it too. Bake a Shoe creates footwear inspired by sweet treats like lemon drizzle and red velvet. And the 3D masterpieces look good enough to eat. Owner Rachel Mattia said the idea came to her during her wedding 10 years ago. "We were feeding each other cake when my husband Angelo smeared it all over me," she said. "One of my friends said the icing that had fallen on my shoes looked really nice and that she'd buy others like that. My husband spent the next 2 years working on the design. We made a couple of pairs for friends, but nothing major. It wasn't until 2020 that our daughters encouraged us to really go for it, and it just spiraled from there." Mrs. Mattia makes most of the shoes by putting the replica icing, which is a secret formula, in a piping bag and decorating the footwear as you would a cake. From heels to high tops, each shoe is inspired by popular bakes, such as gingerbread and strawberry shortcake. She also makes bespoke shoes for special occasions and accessories.
A council intends to reopen a controversial travellers' site next to a park and ride where an illegal encampment was set up recently. South Norfolk and Broadland District Council has confirmed plans to reinstate the plot off Long Lane in Boreborough, which is intended for travellers to stay for short periods. The transit site, which is owned by the District Council, was closed down in July 2020 following a string of fires, thefts and assaults. But a spokesman for the District Council has revealed that since the closure, the landowner has brought in an architect to redesign the site. It comes as the Cossie Park and Ride nearby was closed on Sunday evening after an illegal encampment was set up on the car park. This meant the car park remained out of operation the following morning, causing disruption to the numerous key workers at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and the University of East Anglia who use the facility. It's understood the revamped transit site will include automatic number plate recognition.
A whole host of famous faces will star in the whodunit play Mousetrap when it heads to Norwich Theatre Royal in 2023. The UK tour, which began in September, is visiting more than 70 venues to celebrate 70 years since it opened at the London West End. Agatha Christie's Mousetrap is heading to Norwich Theatre Royal from Monday, January 23rd, until Saturday, January 28th, 2023. As news spreads of a murder in London, seven strangers find themselves snowed in at Monkswell Manor. When a police sergeant arrives, the guests discover, to their horror, that a killer is in their midst. The show stars Todd Carty, best known as Mark Fowler in EastEnders, and Tucker Jenkins in Grange Hill as Major Metcalf. John Altman, who plays Dot's evil son Nick Cotton in EastEnders, is Mr. Parvacini.
Well, we're now arriving at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. But before we sign off, we'd like to mention our proposed special Christmas edition. It's that time of year again with the chill winds and darker evenings, so our thoughts turn to the Christmas special edition of Chatterbox. Each year we put together a special recording of poems, readings, music and carols. Our own special Christmas elf, Tim Edwards, would like to hear from you with any special requests or items which you would like to hear in that edition. So put your thinking caps on. We'd like to hear from you for requests, dedications and suggestions of favourite poems, songs, music, prose, book excerpts. Feel free to suggest a dedication too. They don't have to be Christmas-related items. Previously, we had a selection of spring and summer poems, for example, A Shropshire Lad, and comedy prose, Albert and the Lion. So please do pop a note in the wallet when returning the memory stick, but remember to include a name and number. You can also call us on the office number, that's 01603 765 365, which we shall repeat in a minute, with any suggestions, or leave your name and number and we'll call you back. Alternatively, email us on contact@cbtn.org.uk. But we do need to hear from you by November the 18th. All suggestions will be very welcome, and we look forward to sifting through them. Thank you.
As usual, we remind you that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free. We hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of loyal volunteers who have produced it today. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Simon Pitt. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not manned every day, so if there's no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone, and we will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Now we'll leave you to enjoy Norfolk Magazine, which follows on. So do keep listening. And with that, we hope you have enjoyed this Chatterbox edition. So it's goodbye from me, Marianne.
And me, John. Bye-bye.
Bye.